ne, ta teringe kapsala, cerdo, marpakas. Dini, tiala yang, ta tombo, kolo denju kakor. Dini kolo denju kakor la, yap, zor siapa, kolo denju kakor. Yum zor siapa, doji pahamu, nombor ni. Yuhare la, dini, ta di nani, tanda yap zor siapa, kolo denju.
We have now come to the point of the Mapa Kakyu, within which there is first the cycle of teachings of Chakrasamvara. Within the cycle of teachings of Chakrasamvara, there is the male aspect, which is Chakrasamvara himself, and the female aspect, which is Vajravarahi, Dojupamu. Among these two, first is Chakrasamvara.
Cerdo tanda mapalasa kesona jit samo jipato jisu yonin kolo tenju ju yonin mahamaya ju jit samo jipato jisu jimbo mahamaya ju yonin kolo tenju ju zongne ta namba somde tse yore la tini chitanga kongrige papalai zode jipato jela nangri yore te dinani sanwata jimbo tapte kolo tenju.
Mapa himself said that the profound tantra is Hivatra. The essence is Mahamaya, but the quintessence is Chakrasamvara. So even though the main practice of Mapa was the Hivatra, still as the essence or quintessence, he practiced the Chakrasamvara.
Mapalozake, Malarepalama, the name Malarepake, Kola, Tan Kolo Deju, Tango Mambu Yapate, Loma Susola Nawarela, the name Dinani, Tatama Namate, take Tapor Machelama, the name Damate, Rezo Doji Tapalama, the name Damate, Nenzon Repalama, Tan Kolo Deju, Chukur Namasom, Nawarela, the name Tering Dinani, Tat.
Mapa transmitted the teachings on Chakrasamvara to his chief disciple, Milarepa. And among these teachings, there are many pith instructions, some of which Milarepa would give to one of his disciples, some to another. And he gave a portion of these pith instructions to Gampopa, one portion to Rechompa, and a third cycle of pith instructions he gave to Nyensong Drepa. The first empowerment that Rinpoche is going to give involves the pith instructions given to Gampopa.
Tene, Tatelaya, Tango, Malarepane, Gombo Palajibe, Gombo Niji, say you are a bit. Inaya, Gombo P, Takamapa to some Chambalanam, Tene, Kamapa, Kuntring, Nava, Tiji, the Partala, Rambajin, the Jiparela, Tiji, the Jiparela, Tene, Kamapa, Nava, Tiji, Bani, Zonte, Tene, Chuji, Sekite, Jake, La Tama, Mambuji, you know, Tama, take Yami.
Lineage was then later known as the Gampo Nyengyu, the hearing lineage of Gampopa, and it was passed from one master to only one disciple, and passed on as what is called a single lineage, one to one, all the way from Gampopa to one of his chief disciples, the first Kamapa Tuzung Kempa, and onwards to the 15th Kamapa Dejin Shekwa. At the time of the Dejin Shekwa, then the Kamapa, he reflected and he thought that if the teaching in the future is only going to be passed from one to one, there's the risk that it will disappear and degenerate. So therefore, he He was thinking that there's a risk that the teaching will disappear unless it is singled out. So he transmitted it to the first to the master of the Somang monastery called the Tong Master Chuki Lotro. And from then on, the teaching on Chakrasambhara from Kampopa was passed on through the a lineage now known as the hearing lineage of Somang, the Somang Nyingyu.
Tene ta te ta du ge Somang Nyingyu te la yang ta jer do ta gan tang ngu ye na ba ni yo re ba tene te no me tren ta ge.
Within the hearing lineage of Somang, for Chakrasambhara empowerment, there are two points, two aspects. First is the preparation. Second is the main part. Today, the preparation for the empowerment will be given. The preparation, Tibetan called Tagun, is general. It is very much like the general preparations for the empowerments. And the first aspects, like the foundation, is taking refuge and developing bodhicitta. And these two points, refuge and bodhicitta, are taken from the Kadam tradition. Then after that, as the foundation for Vajrayana practice, the most essential and important is to keep the samayas, the commitments for Vajrayana practice. So there is a point of retaking the samayas.
Tene tha thela yang jer do tamsik sikhi te rangi tamja ni tene thela sokho ke tamba tene thogi wale la tene tamba thopa te yang yang je yin ka chenpo dago tene pare kare de se na tene rangi tamja di yakpo je sao na tene rinpa yinpo la drepo thogi re la tene rangi tamja di Le tang po pi te tsam song ma thup na ya Tini nga rang ki ta chi tang ke chu gu bo la chu pa Wang chu wa Song ho to chi ti 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 rin ka lak gom pa La so pa ka si ki thup na ya Tini ti ya po chi ma tu te la tini ne pa la so ka yin ni wa hai
Samaya is formed once the disciple takes the vow, forms the commitment to engage in Vajrayana practice. And we may wonder, what risk is involved in that? Is it something very dangerous for us to take the Vajrayana vow? And Rinpoche says, no, it's not. If we, after taking the Samayas for Vajrayana practice, keep them perfectly, we will very quickly awaken to true and perfect enlightenment. But if we don't, if we only keep it slightly or to some extent, still we will reap the benefit of having kept the samaya slightly or to a small extent. There is something, however, which is called violating or degenerating the samaya, which means turning against the teachings, harboring a wrong view, a perverted attitude. The Dhamma is of no use, it's all wrong. There is no point in practicing, and so forth. If we start to harbor such an attitude, not only mentally, but if we actually act upon it and speak it out, turning against the teachings and our teacher, then we can speak about that there is a violation or breaking of the samaya. And also, if we have the idea that if, since I'm a Vajrayana practitioner, it doesn't matter anything whatsoever whether I do the 10 non-virtuous actions, and that kind of attitude, also there is a breaking of the samaya. If one acts in complete contradiction to the Dhamma. But apart from that, if it's only a matter of oneself not really understanding well how to practice, or sometimes not really being able to do so, that is not called breaking
samaya.
In the preparation itself, there are four aspects, which are aspects that are designed to prepare for the main part of empowerment, within which there are four empowerments. So these four preparations are preparing us for receiving the four empowerments in the main part, which is probably tomorrow. And the first of these main parts is to receive the blessings of the body, speech, and mind of Chakrasambhara by nectar being sprinkled on our three places, our forehead, our throat, and our heart center, which purifies the defilements of our body, speech, and mind. At the same time, we are prepared to receive the five knowledge empowerments, and also to that our five disturbing emotions are purified, that the five skandhas are being transformed, and that we are instilled with the fortune of realizing the five wisdoms of the fruition. These are the first of the four preparations that will prepare us for receiving the four empowerments. I forgot to mention that the four empowerments are the Vast Empowerment, the Secret Empowerment, Wisdom Knowledge Empowerment, and the Fourth Empowerment. So this was a preparation for the Vast Empowerment. Next, there is what is called the tooth stick, which we hold in our hands, first like this, and then throw it into the mandala. When you hold it like this and turn it around, it's symbolizing that we are vomiting out all defilements and obscurations. And next, there is the throwing of the flower into the mandala, which is for the purpose of identifying the Supreme Deity with which we are connected. So there are two points here. And also there is the receiving of nectar, which purifies the nadis, pranas, and bindus, the channels, energies, and essences within the body, which is for the purpose of recognizing the unity of bliss and emptiness. And these points here are a preparation for receiving the second of the four empowerment called the Secret Empowerment.
Tene ta teje sola sunki taba punti pumbala sunki taba rela pumbala sunki taba te cerdo ang wang ju kapsula marci etla di na ne mixal ge tanda hirai hiji wang ke tadi kapsula tene hirai hiji wang la tene rang ke salon tile la tene lula dewa jepa dewa jepa la tene dewa tomba la ngote pa te ta te la pe ni pe hi je wa la ya tene rang sa ta long da pile te zo la parti ma yu pa te zo yi cha na ni hira yi hi jo ta di ka
pa la third preparation is tying the string on our what do you call this part here upper arm, and generally that is understood as being done in order to avoid obstacles, but in specific it is to prevent obstacles for the arising of wisdom and for the arising of bliss, recognizing the nature of the bliss as emptiness, which is called the wisdom of example. And by avoiding obstacles in the channels, energies, and essences. So in this way, that forms the preparation for receiving the third empowerment, the Wisdom Knowledge Empowerment.
Tenga
Fourth, we are being given kusha grass, and kusha grass was is regarded as the most pure form of a plant, and also it was upon a seed of kusha grass that Lord Buddha sat before attaining complete and perfect enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. So during the fourth empowerment, we are being introduced to the to realizing the natural state of Dhammata exactly as it is, and to realize the ultimate or true wisdom. And even though we may not do so, still we can we should imagine that we are implanted with the potential to do so at some point in the future. And in this way, this empowerment is called the precious word empowerment, the fourth empowerment, and as a preparation for that, we do receive the kusha grass. At the end of these four preparations, there is a Dharma talk and exposition of the teachings being given, and the main point of that is the receiving of the three higher empowerments, which one is being prepared to, is an extremely great fortune, and there's a rejoicing in that. And rejoicing in this great fortune is based on understanding that the Buddha appearing in the world is something extremely rare, and next, that the Buddha teaching after appearing is incredibly rare. And even if a Buddha appears and gives the Dharma teachings, that the possibility that he gives the Vajrayana teachings, the esoteric teachings of secret mantra, is incredibly rare. So at this point of time, where we have the fortune to not only receive the teachings, but especially the Vajrayana teachings, which is an incredibly great and rare fortune, there's indeed a cause of rejoicing and appreciating that.
Jerdo, Yidam Jelatan, Yidam Jelai, Jerem Gambatan, Yidam Jelai, Zurem Gambe, Jelap Gendra Bote, Lama Koma, Koma, Tutu Koma, Koma, Tajin, and Bajin. jipariyala di jipati rangla thopni dandangmu sinyamni sitthunnaya karvajangpo hindi hindi dandangmu sinyamni simatunnaya di sanayanda kutte dhanka sendi dhani yodhi dhani maungpala kantariya tathukundi thopji yodhiyala dhani besan kawadu dhohdi
also depending upon what type of person one is, having received the Vajrayana empowerments, then it, if one is a normal person with a job, family, or the like, one may not be able, or one may feel like one doesn't have much time to practice. One is kind of unable to really engage full time in this practice. Also, even if one does have some time, then it seems like even if one tries, one is not really able to engage full time in the practice. And then, of course, there is a chance that one has the wish and the ability to practice wholeheartedly. And if one does so, at best, one can, within this very body and lifetime, attain complete and perfect Buddhahood. That, of course, is the greatest fortune. But even if one doesn't have this greatest fortune, if one is not able to practice almost at all, still, one has received the lineage of blessings that has passed through a great number of amazingly realized masters through the lineage, all the blessings of their accomplishment and so forth. During the lineage is passed down to oneself through receiving the empowerment, and the future accomplishment is then implanted in oneself as a potential, as a seed, so that even if we are not really able to practice in this lifetime, we have still received the blessings to do so, and at some time in the future it will ripen into perfect Buddhahood. So still, even if we're not really able to practice, we should still rejoice, be happy.
Saluk jipato jide la tani tani saluk sakiluk sakiluk gumbukurke wanyore gumbukurke wanyore la tani ti chitanga ta mahakala ngo jipare la nga mahakala ti rangkante jinam kalakam ni te leko zong thuk vezirin tu ni rang la kui chilap tapatang zong kui chilap tapatang thuk chilap tapchung sabaki Pizizala, Dorma on your head, Dorma on Katala, Dorma de Mahakali, Queen by the Rangi, you are saying, eh? Is not a wood of Dorma, but it's salary to let up soon.
As a remnant of the transmission of the Sakya tradition, there's also the empowerment today of the protector Dorje Gur, which is in essence is Mahakala. And we should imagine during that empowerment that Mahakala is present in the sky before us, and from his three places receive the blessings of his body into our body, his speech into our speech, and his mind into our mind. These three blessings are followed by the Toma empowerment. The Toma we should imagine as being in person Dorje Gur, and being placed upon the crown of our head. Imagine that all obstacles are dispelled, that we receive all the blessings and empowerments, and also that all activities are fulfilled. That's it for today. Okay,